All right, well, let's get started with it. iPhone and iPad myths. What are you talking about with that?
A lot of people read tips and things on the internet, and some are correct, others are not. I'm going to look today at a few that are not, that I come across all the time. Deleting photos and other data off your iPhone or your iPad will speed it up. No, it won't, Paul. It's just a really fast track to losing stuff, you know, once you do it. Deleting apps off your iPhone or your iPad will speed it up as well. No, it really won't, unless the app is doing a lot in the background. And I've got to say, they're quite rare nowadays because iPhones really handle this stuff quite well. Closing apps down speeds up your iPhone or your iPad. Lots of people there are of the opinion that the amount of apps, you know, you've got them all open and you see them swiping up on Android phones as well. They've got to close every app down to make sure, because, you know, it will make sure that my iPhone is quick. No, it doesn't. It actually slows your phone down and actually uses more battery when you go along and do that.
How do you use up battery getting rid of stuff?
So what happens is, you, let's say we shut Facebook down, and we shut Twitter down, and we shut Instagram down, and then 2 minutes later you decide, oh, I need Facebook. It's going to reload it all. It actually uses more battery reloading that app. The iPhone, very, very good operating system, so it literally, when you stop using it, goes to sleep. When you do need it, it wakes up. I can't remember the last time I closed an app down on my phone.
Wow. Well, that's interesting stuff, because most people, that is an urban myth, isn't it? That you close all that down, yeah. It helps with, because you think it's using up more data.
Yeah, you do, but it's not. It literally is just sitting in the back waiting for you to come along and say, yep, I need to use you again. So, you know, don't bother doing that, people. Your iPhone or your iPad will run faster when it's charging. No, it won't. It will actually cause it to slow down as well. And the last one is, you can download apps that speed up your iPhone or iPad or will optimize charging. No, enormous myth out there as well.
Okay. Now, Apple, now this is a wonderful news. Apple is starting to combat spam callers.
In the new operating system, which will be out in about 6-7 weeks now, iOS 13, there is a feature on it called Silence Unknown Callers, which does exactly what the name suggests. If it comes in, the phone number comes in, it's not in your contacts list, it will go straight to message bank. Your phone will not even ring. Now, I reckon this is a great feature for a lot of people out there. Not so much if you're in business and you expect calls, but for a lot of people out there who, you know, who basically, if you're in the contacts list on there, so you're like, you know, mum's ringing, dad's ringing, your brother's ringing, and they're really all the calls you ever want to take, turn this on and they're all the calls you always get. You won't get somebody from call center stand ringing you, you know, because we don't need those sort of calls. I reckon this is a great feature, Paul. I really do.
No, that sounds really, really good. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, do you know the difference between CC and BCC? Now, you're talking, of course, in the email sense.
Look, I am. You know, Paul, we always talk sometimes about spam that comes into our inbox. And we say, how did our email address get leaked to the outside world? There is a very big real estate company in Australia at the moment who decided to send out a marketing email. Now, the employee that sent it out there did not know the difference between CC and BCC.
Ooh.
So when you send an email out, CC is carbon copy. Now, carbon copy means that if I send out an email to everybody, let's say in my workplace, and I send it a carbon copy, everybody sees everybody else's email address. Now, blind carbon copy means everybody gets that email, but nobody can see everybody else's email address.
Yeah, that is a problem, because I've actually received emails from people, and every single email address that they've sent it to. Now, these are people, I got one that was promoting a singer that was coming up to the Douglas Shire, and every single contact in the pretty well in the radio industry, their email was on that email, and I certainly didn't use it or you know replicate that in any way. But I thought to myself, gee whiz, my email's just been shown to everybody, and you know when you've got a company email like that, you don't want everybody you know coming to that particular email.
No, I see it quite a bit, especially when I go and, you know, I visit workplaces, and it's one of the things I always talk about. So this poor person in there actually sent it out to 300 people. Because the company was on the large size, and really businesses out there need to listen to this, they have to self-report to the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner because they have broken the company data breach plan. Now, this meant that this company then had to self-report back to the Australian government. 8 employees had to work full-time on the matter for a couple of weeks to rectify all this. Lawyers had to be involved as well. It actually cost them over 6 figures in breaches and fines and work and work-related things.
Well, so I say this, though. It may have been the employee's fault, but why wasn't that employee trained to be told to do that? What, there must have been a little glitch in their, you know, their training for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I totally agree. People do not... and I've done training sessions with one-on-one and in companies, and we always talk about emails. And a lot of the time, people do not know anything about this, and it absolutely stuns me. It really does. So, you know, if you're in business, learn the difference between carbon copy and blind carbon copy, and make sure all your employees do.
Absolutely. Another thing, too, is, I mean, it's happened to all of us, and you've just got, look, you've got to be, there's the do's and the don'ts and the courtesy of emails, and people need to learn it. What about when, I reckon we've all done it, is when you've written I wouldn't say a nasty email, but you've sort of written an email saying this person has done the wrong thing, blah, 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 to someone else, but then sent it to the person who you're talking about.
Which is always quite interesting when people go along and, you know, and do that. There is a thing in Outlook and there is a thing in Gmail as well. So, you know, a lot of the times, Paul, we'll get upset over things and we'll want to send out a nasty email.
Yeah.
There is a delay send in both of those things. Can I just urge people out there, I know you got your dander up and everything, and I know you've written that email, but you know what? Maybe we want to delay it just until the next day and get it sent. So let you sleep on it overnight and then get up in the morning and go, no, I don't really want to send this anymore. Or you do send it. But, you know, it always pays to wait. Do not email in anger.
No.
Do not email when you've been drinking as well. Not a good sign, Paul, as well.
And also, don't same thing for texting as well. Just sleep on it, because you might get emotional right now, but in the morning you go, oh, gee whiz, I'm not going to send that. Yes, I mean, have you ever done that, sent an email away to the person you're talking about?
Not that I'm going to admit on radio, Paul.
Well, I'm going to admit it. When I was at Channel 7 in Adelaide, there was a particular, I won't identify them, but the particular businessman that I had some dealings with, and I mean, he was just totally ridiculous in his attitude towards the story, because I did a story with him, but I went to him and got an interview with him, and I thought I treated him very fairly. I looked at both sides of it, and he sent me an email saying, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then I got an email going to the producer, Graham Archer, and said, now, oh, this guy is an absolute tool. He is this, he is that. And I mean, honestly, this guy doesn't know what, blah, 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 blah. But I called him a tool. But that was email was only for the producer of the program, Graham Archer. And of course, I pressed the button, off she went, send. And of course, it went to him. And he came back, he said, I'm a tool, you're a tool. And then he just unleashed. And I thought, whew, thank goodness he unleashed back. Because if he hadn't have unleashed back, I might have been in a little bit of strife. But anyway, there you go.
Just on that subject very quickly, if you've got a phone conversation, you're having a bad phone conversation with somebody as well, make sure you hang up before you further comment.
Oh, yes.
As well.
That's another one, isn't it?
There's many, many times, you know, you have a conversation with somebody and they don't hang up at the other end, and they're going on and on and on. You're still on the other line, and you go, hello, I can still hear what you're saying.
Yeah, because sometimes that happens on call waiting and that, when you think you're not on there and it's actually they're still listening. And that reminds me of Jerry Lewis, you know, the comedian, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis, this is what he used to do, but he did it for reasons of money, because, but he also did it for reasons of finding out what people really thought of him. Now, he would go into negotiations with, say, the movie company on a new movie, right? And this was the price I want and blah, 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 blah. And they'd start negotiating. And then, of course, the studio heads and their minions would say, well, look, Jerry, can you leave us and we'll have a discuss about this? He would bring his briefcase in with a tape recorder rolling.
That's right.
Yes, and leave it by his seat there. And then he'd come back in, you know, he'd give it about 10, 15 minutes. Then he'd come back in and say, oh, just left my bag and my knock. Sorry, guys. Yeah, oh, that's okay. And then close the door. And then he'd go and listen to what they said and whether they were going to up it or how much they were going to offer him or if they were saying things about him that he didn't care for.
Now, if Jerry Lewis was alive today and he had an iPhone, what he would do is there is a thing with AirPods. He could have left one AirPod in the room, stood outside and heard it all on his iPhone.
Oh, I think it's shocking to have that sort of thing. That's an invasion of people's privacy. I think it is. Hey, listen, mate, thank you very much. Now, before you go, the crap app of the week, which we always look forward to. What is the crap app of the week this week?
It's called Heat My Hands. Now, it says, Paul, should you use a smartphone as a hand warmer? Yes, if you're a complete idiot, of course you would use a smartphone as a hand warmer. It says on the blurb about this, do you know the feeling when your hands are freezing cold and you would gladly offer 10% of your smartphone battery to warm your hands? I don't, Paul. You don't. Unless you're a complete idiot, no, you wouldn't either. And, you know, they say this is exactly what this is for. It also says, consider the environment. Only use this app when you charge with renewable energy. Can I just say, Paul, I can't remember the last time that I charged my phone with renewable energy. I'm really sorry about that, people. It says, we built as many safety measures as we could to avoid damaging your phone. However, it's impossible for us to test all smartphones and can't take any responsibility for broken down batteries, phones, or worse. Because what it does is it literally accelerates the battery in your phone. Avoid this one like the plague. Heat my hands. You don't need to heat your hands. Put them in your pocket. Put some gloves on. For the love of God, do not use this app.
Okay. Or you could just go and rub your hand. Rub your hands together. I made my hands warm then.
That's it.
Okay, mate. That sounds great. Everybody looks forward to that crap app. Hey, tell us what your website is, mate.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, Paul.